Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to the Issues Concerning Women radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and delight to be with you. It's been a minute since I've been on the show, but I am so excited to be back. I love what I do. I love my audience. People have been keeping in touch with me, so I thank you for that. And I look forward to coming back and giving you some great information. Tonight, I want to talk a little bit about small business, what is going on in the business world. I want to talk about women leadership programs that are coming up. So get your paper and pencil ready, because we're going to do some quick overviews, and then we're going to give out some information so that you'll be able to get in touch with me. And hopefully, if you're interested in any other programs, you'll let me know. So I'm really excited tonight. And so we're going to talk about small business and what that means to the everyday person. What can you do to start your business, and how to make it a success? I also want to invite you to our Financial Empowerment Day, which is going to be at the Virginia Beach Convention Center on November the 7th, 2015. And it's in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia. It's going to start at about 9 o'clock in the morning. We're going to have a small graduation program for our financial class. And then we're going to move on to some workshops and some financial training for those that are interested in getting that. It's going to be free and open to the public, so please mark your calendars and come on out and get some great information so that you can learn more about your finances and how to start that small business. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about small business and what that means to the everyday person. Let's talk about building your business. If you ever wanted to be in business, I'm sure you've always thought about what it means to you, what it could do for you. And you've thought about how successful you would be. So my first thought when I first started business was, how can I do what I want to do, earn the kind of money that I want to earn, and also be able to help my family? So you think about your success in business. That's the first thing. And how it can be what you need to take care of your bills, ensuring that you have enough money to take care of your family. So you have to be creative when you're starting a business. So you have to give yourself the opportunity to make some mistakes, but also in the end, be comfortable with what you're doing and know that there's not going to be a boss there to tell you what time to come to work. Know that there's not going to be a clock for you to punch in, knowing that you have to take pride in what you do, and it has to be your pride and joy. You have to know that this is what you want to do more than anything else, and just knowing that is going to be the way that you're going to become successful. But more than anything else, I think the thought of owning your own business, it is all about freedom, the freedom to express yourself, the freedom to know that I came up with this idea, and you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but you do have to do something that you love. Yes, you know, you can make money and you can be successful, but if you're not enjoying what you're doing and you don't have that financial freedom, then you're not going to be in business for a long time. Being free is priceless to you and to me. It lets you know that I don't have to worry about my work hours anymore. I can choose to work when I want to work. So if I'm a night person, I can choose to do my business at night. If I'm a day person, I can choose to do it in the daytime, of course. But if you're in the in-between person, you can do that as well. So you're free to make your own decisions. You're free to know how much you want to make, because you're going to be the person who's going to be writing your business plan. You're going to be the one that's going to set everything into motion. And you're going to be the one that is going to be able to pull it through when nobody else can. That's why you have to have passion about what you're doing. So let's talk a little bit about the pros and cons of being in business. What does that mean? One of the pros of being in business, and that's a plus, of course, is that you have control over your time, over your finances, over your different situations. When do you take vacation? You don't have to wait until you have incurred 2 years with the company to make sure you get a week off. You actually have the ability to determine when you're going to take that vacation that you want. So you have control of that. You have control of your money, which can be a pro and a con because you still have to take care of your bills, your everyday situations at home. You have to make sure you have enough money for children if they're in school, for your needs of the family. And also, you have to have enough money in reserve to run that business. So let's talk about that for a minute. When you think about how much money you need to start a business, think about what you need and what you wrote down on your sheet of paper, and then just multiply that by five so that you'll have enough. And the reason why I say that is because a lot of times when we're thinking about our cash reserve and the gurus tell us that we need, you know, 3 to 6 months of income, we actually need more than that. You need a year's income to really be financially secure in your business. The reason why most businesses failed in the first 3 years is because we did not plan, we didn't have enough cash reserve, and we don't have any cash flow. So we're cash poor. We have a great business idea, but we don't have enough funds to actually run the business and be successful in it. Another one of the pros is your independence and your creativity. Independence, again, means that I have the ability to do what I want to do, and I'm not dependent on anybody else to make sure that happens. So if you're the person that needs to be told what time to come to work, if you're not a leader and you're a follower, you're probably not the right person to start a business right now, or you should start your business part-time. And I teach that in my small business class. I have that every month, the end of the month, on the last Tuesday of the month. So if you live in Hampton Roads, you can attend my small business workshop once a month, the last Tuesday of every month. And we talk about this, our independence, but we also talk about our creativity. So don't get bogged down into not being able to be free with your ideas, because we know being in business is not just a one-track situation. It's not tunnel vision. You just can't get a business plan in your head and it's just sticking to that and not having any filters. You have to be able to be creative, because if one thing is not working, you have to turn that situation around and take care to make sure that you have a good support team, that you have people that you can talk to, that you have a strategy about how you're going to make this business work, and that you can sustain through the long haul. This is the thing that tricks people up about starting a business. Lots of folks can start a business, don't get me wrong. Lots of folks have done it and been very successful. But very few have been able to get past the hurdle of those first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Why? Because they run out of money, and two, they don't want to deviate from their plan. They get stuck on that. Then the other thing is, when the going gets tough, and they say the tough get going, but most of the time, if you're an entrepreneur, business owner, you're not tough enough. You can go through the process of getting the business started, but can you thrive in the business? And see, that's when you know that you're headed for success, when you can thrive even in the bad times and the bad situations. One of the cons about being in business, you're taking a big risk. If you quit your job and you're just going to step out on faith, which so many people have done, some have been so successful with that, and others have not. They stepped out on faith. They did well for a few months, and then, you know, they said the rubber hit the road. They couldn't sustain. They didn't know how to go the long distance. It's just like preparing for situation where you have to be in good physical, mental, and spiritual shape. It's like preparing for a basketball game. I was trying to think of something that you need to prepare for, or a tennis match. You can't just get up in the morning and go out and play basketball if you have not practiced, if you have not been in the gym, if you have not been exercising, if you have not been eating right, if you have not been doing your stretches. You can't do that. And it's the same thing with business. If you're not prepared to go the long haul in the business, if you're not mentally prepared, if you haven't exercised your brain to stretch it and get out of your comfort zone, if you haven't worked hour after hour after hour keeping this thing together, then more than likely you're not going to be able to during the hard times, because you're going to fall by the wayside. You're not going to be able to see your way clear. There's going to be no light at the end of your tunnel. So it is a big risk involved when you're starting your own business. So you need to think about that. Just don't go out there flying by the seat of your pants just thinking that everything is going to be okay. Sometimes it is. I've heard stories where people have done that, stepped out on faith, they've done well, they're successful. Then there are too many stories that it did not go well. And the other thing about starting a business, and another con of starting a business, is the uncertainty. You're not sure when the money's going to flow. You're not sure if this product is going to be something that's going to hit in your area and go nationwide, or even go globally. You're not sure if your family and friends are going to support you. So, yes, there are a lot of uncertainties, but I have to tell you that the risk is worth the reward. So you can have a win-win situation, but you have to do some hard work. You have to know that this is what you want to do and that you're good at what you do. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't do something. That you know what you want, you know that you can do it, and you're ready to move forward and do that thing. So if you want to start your own business, my suggestion is that if you're still working your 9-to-5, to start it part-time if you can. Work on it at night and on weekends. Work on it on your lunch break, whatever you have to do, but just get it started. Don't wait 6 more months. And I hear people saying, well, I'm going to wait till next year and I'm going to start. Next year is not promised to you. It's not promised to me. Something else is always going to be in the way. But the one thing I want you to always do is to evaluate your situation. Know that this is the time for you to start your own business. You know, it's fine to step out on faith, but I don't want to sound wishy-washy and saying start and don't start. But know what's best for you. Know that you have what it takes to start your own business. Know that nobody's going to change your mind if this is what you want to do. Know that you are a self-starter. Because if you are a self-starter, if nobody has to tell you what time to get up, what time to go to the office, what time to work, what time to meet your deadlines, if you are that kind of person, you are a self-starter, and you more than likely will be successful in business. It takes a lot more than that, but that's just one of the things. Are you a leader or are you a follower? You have to be both. You have to be both. Some people raise their hands, I'm a leader. But you have to be, if you can't follow, then you can't lead. Now think about that. Because first of all, you have to see what you want, know what you want, and go after it. How do you do that? By following someone who has already done what you want to do. So, yes, you have to be a follower, and then you can be a leader. Are you organized? Or is all your stuff everywhere? So just look around your house. Are you organized? I try to be. Sometimes I'm not. But I tend to be more organized than not organized. So I like my things in order. I like things to be a certain way. Do they get out of order? Yes. Does my house get messy? Yes. But then I have control over that. So I'm evaluating my situation, so I know that I need to do some things to turn some things around. Are you willing to work hard for what you want? Yes, because you do it every single day. You work 9-to-5. You work 12-to-9. You work 12-to-12 for somebody else, making somebody else rich. Are you getting rewarded? Yes, because you get a paycheck every week, every 2 weeks, every month. Yes, so we're not taking that lightly. But if you're going to work hard for somebody else, then you can do the same thing for yourself if you evaluate your situation and know what you're up against. And the last thing about your situation is, can you stick with it no matter what, no matter how hard it seems, no matter what the naysayers are saying? If nobody supports you, are you going to be, I'm going to do this. Nobody's going to take this away from me. So I guess the big question of the night is, do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Do you have what it takes to run your own business? Think about it. And if you say yes, then let's think about a couple other things that we want to think about. Are you in good health? Because nothing's going to make your business fold quicker than you not being in good health. Are you exercising? Are you eating right? Clear your mind in the morning. Do you get up and know that today is a new day and that your body is going to be able to take you through what you need to do? Because if you're not healthy, mind, body, and spirit, you more than likely are not going to be successful. Are you competitive? Are you afraid to step out of your comfort zone? Are you the person who will step out on faith again and do what you need to do? Do you plan ahead? You know, and these are just simple questions that you have to ask yourself. Are you creative? Can you live without structure? Can you live without knowing that on the 15th and the 30th, you're not going to get a paycheck unless you make it? Can you do that? And if you can say yes to all of these things I just said, then you are more than likely going to be. I know I said a mouthful tonight, and that's just a brief overview of our small business class and some of the things that we talk about. But I definitely want you to be encouraged, my brothers and my sisters, to know that small business can be your business if you are going to be about your business. So you have to know that I can do this, and I can do it as well or better than most, that I'm not afraid of what I'm up against, that I am not going to fall by the wayside at the first sign of trouble, that I'm going to stick it through, that I'm going to be there to the end. And we talked a little bit about planning. So, of course, you have to have a business plan, so make sure that you do that. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Issues Concerning Women radio show. We're going to be back on the air next week, and it's going to be Thursday night, if at all possible. I'm going to check and make sure that I can do that. But I want you to think about some of the things I said tonight. We want to start your business. You can reach me at 4. Come out and participate in my class. It's the last Tuesday of every month, and then we're going to have the Women's Leadership enrollment. It's open enrollment. So if you want more information, go to icwdirector@gmail.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to my show tonight. I've missed you guys. I hope you missed me too. I look forward to sharing more information with you as the days and weeks come along. I'm going to be reaching out to some of you that I haven't been in touch with in a while just to update you on what we're doing. And, you know, I want you to be a part of our Women's Leadership Program and to continue to support the Issues Concerning Women radio show. Thank you so much for all your support. I miss you all so much. I am back. I am ready to, you know, move forward in all my endeavors, and I thank you so much for your support and just hanging in there with me. I know that I owe some of you phone calls in Texas, and I will be doing that this weekend. So take care. God bless you, and I'll see you next Thursday. Take care now. Bye-bye.